This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that Operation Sindoor has lent renewed confidence and enthusiasm to the fight against terrorism across the world. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi praised the valor displayed by the armed forces during Operation Sindoor. He lauded the precision and accuracy with which the armed forces destroyed the terrorist hideouts across the border. He said the whole country is united against terrorism today and filled with resolve to end it.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran, hamari senaon ne jo parakram dikhaya hai, usne हर हिंदुस्तानी का सिर ऊंचा कर दिया है। जिस सटीकता के साथ हमारी सेनाओं ने सीमा पार के आतंकवादी ठिकानों को ध्वस्त किया वो अद्भुत है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने दुनिया भर में आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई को नया विश्वास और उत्साह दिया।
The Prime Minister emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a military mission but a picture of the nation's resolve and courage. He added that this has infused the whole country with a sense of patriotism and has painted in it the hues of the tricolour. Mr. Modi noted that Tiranga Yatras were organised in many cities, villages and small towns of the country. Thousands of people came out holding the tricolour to honour the country's armed forces. The Prime Minister stressed that Indian soldiers destroyed terror bases with indomitable courage, with weapons, equipment and technology made in India. He said this also included the resolve of Atmanirbhar Bharat. In today's episode of Mann Ki Baat, the Prime Minister shared that a bus has reached Gadchiroli's Katejari village for the first time. Mr. Modi said a bus could never apply to this village earlier as this village was affected by Maoist violence. The Prime Minister also expressed happiness that the results of Dantewada district in the 10th and 12th standard examinations have been excellent.
Sochiye, jis Dantewada mein kabhi Maoist charam par tha, wahan aaj shiksha ka parcham lahra raha hai. Aise badlav hum sabhi ko garv se bhar dete hain.
The Prime Minister was pleased to share with the listeners of Mann Ki Baat that the population of lions in Gir, Gujarat has increased from 674 to 891 in just 5 years. Mr. Modi noted that the rise in the population of the Asiatic lion shows that a sense of ownership in the society leads to results. Speaking about the recently organized Rising Northeast Summit, the Prime Minister said the Northeast is extraordinary. He mentioned crafted fibers, saying it is a beautiful confluence of Sikkim's tradition, the art of weaving and fashion. Crafted fibers was started by a person who was a veterinary doctor by profession. International Yoga Day will be celebrated on the 21st of June. The Prime Minister said this occasion reminds everyone to incorporate yoga in their daily lives. The Prime Minister said he will participate in the Yoga Day program in Visakhapatnam this year. The Prime Minister also spoke about paper waste and recycling. He said a fourth of the country's landfill waste is related to paper. He stressed the need for every person to think about paper recycling, saying many Indian startups are doing excellent work in this sector. The Prime Minister also talked about Khelo India Games held in 5 cities of Bihar. He said that over 5,000 athletes reached Bihar from all over India and praised the sporting spirit of Bihar and the warmth shown by the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is presiding over a meeting of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of National Democratic Alliance ruled states in New Delhi. The meeting is a day-long brainstorming session on good governance issues. The Election Commission today announced by-polls to 5 assembly constituencies of Gujarat, Kerala, Punjab and West Bengal. The notification for the by-polls will be issued tomorrow and nominations can be filed until the 2nd of next month. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans will take on Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. In the second match of the day, Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Kolkata Knight Riders at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi from 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.